It's my pleasure talking with Randy Feenstra, state or rather a U.S. congressman representing the 4th District of Northwest Iowa, and with me today. Congressman, welcome aboard this morning.
Hey, Pat. It's great to be with you today.
Well, thanks very much. We're doing this interview late Tuesday morning, and tonight is the night that President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. What's your feeling heading into tonight's address?
Well, I'm hoping the American president talks about we in the heartland. You know, we're Americans also, that, you know, he can address agriculture, that he can address biofuels, and that he can address how we can work together to save our Main Street businesses and our family farms. Inflation has really been catastrophic to not only families, but small businesses and agriculture. And, you know, I hope he can lay out a plan to how we can start reducing inflation, and then also how we can start becoming energy independent by using things like ethanol and biodiesel. That is my hope. That is my hope that happens. I'm not sure it will, but I think those are the key things that are affecting everyday Americans and that we have to get addressed.
And I see you and I talked about this, I think, last month, about the Farm Act. This has been an issue in preventing countries like China taking over farmland in this country.
Yeah, this is so important, and it just, again, comes up as we had a balloon overhead from China, and they own so much of our farmland. So what the Farm Act does is simply looks at foreign investment, and it requires a committee to review the agricultural investments that are under foreign control and check whether it's a security concern, whether it be food security or national security. This is what I'm hearing from all my 36 county tour when I go around, that there's so much concern right now of why these foreign investments are happening. And that's what this bill does, and you know, I just think that Iowa farmland belongs to the Iowa farmer. And you know, it goes even deeper than that. We saw it in just yesterday that the export trade information came out that, you know, we export about $150 billion to China, while China exports to us over $538 billion. So this is amazing to see that China just absolutely owns the U.S., whether that be our land, whether that be the import-export market, whether it be over our country with a balloon. I mean, we have to all wake up, and our administration has to understand that this is some serious times for us in America.
Excuse me. Randy, how did you feel about the U.S. Armed Forces did back last Saturday when they shot down that balloon? Right thing, I imagine.
There's been a lot of discussion about this, obviously from the Pentagon and you name it, that we didn't realize this balloon until, you know, a week and a half ago. And yet throughout the last year and a half, 2 years, or even more, there's been balloons flying across our country going unchecked and unnoticed. So we need answers. We need to understand what's happening. What information are they collecting? And again, this is coming into the U.S. airspace. So it's time for the administration to show leadership. I mean, at one point, the administration didn't want to shoot it down. And because of the political pressure, they finally did. Right? The world, all leaders around the world are watching how we act. And we're just always leading from behind. And it's time for us to step up and lead. And there's, like I said, from land issues to Chinese students coming to our universities and taking our intellectual property, to the import-export market where China is dominating us. We have to get back in charge here.
Here we are into February right now, Congressman, and I just see recently that you were appointed to the Agriculture Committee as well as the Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this, especially for all Iowans. You know, the Ways and Means Committee handles all taxation issues from like-kind exchange to stepped-up in basis that allows our farmers to pass their farms to the next generation, to making sure that our child tax credit and workforce tax credit is completed. And it also deals with trade, which I just talked about. So it's so important for an Iowan to be on Ways and Means, but it's also very important to be on agriculture. As we do the farm bill this year, this is the number one thing that's sort of going to be occurring this year in Congress, is this big farm bill that handles trade and energy and conservation and research and development. So I get to be on both of these committees, and it's, they said it's probably one of the first times in congressional history that somebody's been on two top-tier committees like this, that you're not supposed to. You're only supposed to be on one, and they gave me the latitude, and leadership gave me the ability to be on voice, or to be on both, so I can truly be a voice for Iowa and our nation on these issues.
Have you working out for you during that time, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy time. It's going to be a very, very busy time for us, but that's good.
Randy Feenstra, my guest here on KQWC today, a congressman from the 4th District representing Hamilton County. Congressman, let's talk next about the Strategic Production Response Act.
Yeah, what just talking with a lot of our ethanol producers. I was just in Superior, Iowa, talked to one of the oil producers, or one of the ethanol producers there, and what this does is we have to make sure that we keep our oil reserves in check and not sending our product to China, and then also becoming energy independent, buying ethanol and biodiesel. The bottom line is we have to make sure as America that we're keeping our energy here and not sending it across seas. And that's what the Strategic Production Response Act does.
Okay. Now, recently there was a letter to the EPA there, Congressman, over the final WOTUS rule, which calls on the Biden administration to rescind its final and destructive rule that would harm rural America.
Yeah, again, so we talked with the EPA Administrator Michael Regan about a year ago, and he said, we're not going to do anything with WOTUS because we're waiting for the Supreme Court to come down with a decision. And then just a few months ago, they capitulated, and the EPA doubled down on expanding. It's called the significant nexus test, which simply means that they can regulate large areas of farmland because it's near navigable water. Navigable doesn't mean navigable anymore. It could be water in a ditch. It could be just a little creek or stream. And this is extreme overreach. So how does this affect the farming community? Activities like moving dirt, plowing, building a fence near, in essence, this navigable area will require a permit. And if things are not followed, there's going to be a lot of punitive dollars that they will require in damages if a farmer doesn't listen and doesn't abide by the laws. So we're fighting like ever to try to stop this. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that the Farm Bill can address this. I talked with the chairman just a couple days ago about making sure that it's Congress's duty to create these policies, not the EPA. Again, we have to return to local control instead of having the federal government creating overreach like this.
And the Rhines Act there, Congressman, and this is to reassert the legislative authority and prevent excessive overreach by the executive branch.
Yeah, again, I go back to the Constitution, and I created this with a couple others. The Rhines Act simply means that we got to rein in agencies and executive orders. Is that, you know, if you think of the Constitution, it's really Congress's and legislative's role, right, the U.S. House and Senate, to create law. And what this bill does, it simply says any major rule proposed by a federal agency or executive order must be approved by both the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate before it goes into effect. You know, to me, it's a no-brainer. Now, it's going to get a lot of pushback, but it should be done.
And finally, let's talk about this Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act, which is certainly a big issue here in the state because we're one of the leading states with E15 and ethanol and so forth.
Yeah, again, what this does is it expands ethanol production to lower gas prices for everyday Iowans. It requires E15 to be year-round. It creates a permanency to E15 year-round. And this is probably the number one issue that I'm hearing from our ethanol plants is they need sustainability. They need to make sure that, you know, ethanol will be around now and into the future. And, you know, for me, it's all about not relying on foreign countries for us to buy our energy from, like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. We can buy it right here at home, and this is a bill that does that.
And I'm sure that'll be addressed in the coming days, I believe, there, Congressman.
Exactly. We're talking about it in the Agricultural Committee as we speak, and we're hoping that we can get something passed very, very quickly. And I just love our Agricultural Committee right now. We have so many Midwesterners that have ethanol plants in their districts, and obviously I'm going to be a big, passionate pusher to get them all to sign on and to get the bill passed.
Well, Congressman, it's going to be a very busy time in the next few weeks for you and your colleagues there in Washington.
It is. There's a lot to be done. And again, we have a government that is split, Democrat and Republican. But you know what? On issues like ethanol, biodiesel, energy independence, and even inflation, I think we all want to work together, and I hope we can do that.
Congressman Randy Feenster, my guest today on KKWC Radio. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pat, it's always great to be on with you. Thank you so much.